Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, a new metro project. Downtown Los Angeles could create some real traffic trouble for people who commute down there. It's in the Little Tokyo area, and let's take you there live and learn more about it. KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
I'm watching construction trucks roll up right now. They're, you know, it's going to be starting this work here this morning, and it's going to result in a pretty big payoff. But first, the big closure that you're going to want to know about, a full westbound street closure that will happen starting today, First Street from Vignes to Alameda, and that's today through May 1st. Now, what's happening is that Metro is building out underground this nearly 2 miles of light rail, and it'll take 8 months of tearing up streets in the area here of Little Tokyo. And there will be the end result eventually of three new Metro stations, one at 1st and Central, one at 2nd and Broadway, and then another one at 2nd Place and Hope Street. But to get there, it's going to involve all of this construction project. So again, westbound 1st Street, Vignes to Alameda, closed today through May 1st. And then over the next 8 months, a bunch of other street closures here in the Little Tokyo area. So it'll be a big inconvenience, but we're promised a big payoff by Metro with these new stations that they say will save people who commute to and from downtown LA a bunch of time once it's all finished. Live in Little Tokyo, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, let's talk a little more about traffic, and coming Monday morning, LAUSD buses back on the streets.
We just need to get a full night of sleep the 12th.
James Moore is the head of the Transportation Engineering Department at USC and an expert in LA traffic patterns.
Delays are up during the academic year. It's a noticeable, measurable effect. So Caltrans sees it. They've got a lot of telemetry out on the freeways, and they notice a change according to this long-standing pattern. Cities like L.A. that have got a lot of telemetry in the streets notice changes.
Moore says it happens at the end of every summer when kids go back to school and drivers will adjust because they have to. It'll likely just cause you to be a little more patient, especially if you get behind a bus and can't see around it. Bob Brill, KNX 1070.
And we've been talking about this for a little while, but today's the official day when the governor unveils his budget plan, and it proposes spending on a lot more to help California prepare for future disasters, including, but not limited to, wildfires. Other things he wants to spend the money on, upgrading water facilities and other crucial infrastructure to help them survive major disasters, and he wants to fund almost 700 new jobs in the state's fire agency over the next 5 years.
A plan for a new agency to improve financial protection in California is getting some support from consumer advocates.
Federal consumer protection regulations set up by Congress 10 years ago have been scaled back under the Trump administration. Now Governor Gavin Newsom, as part of his budget plan, wants to establish a Department of Financial Protection and Innovation to pick up where the feds have retreated. Ira Reingold, director of the National Organization of Consumer Advocates, says such a move is in keeping with the state's practice of setting new standards to protect taxpayers.
Like it's led the nation in environmental protection. Like it's led the nation in protecting people's data and privacy, which really does fall under financial regulation as well.
The new agency would have another advantage, cost neutrality, in as much as it will use existing staff and funding to operate. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
U.S. Chamber of Commerce has had it with the progressive health care, employment, and privacy policies advocated by Democrat leaders in California and some of the Democrats running for president. The chamber CEO told Bloomberg that America cannot afford policies like California's new gig worker law, Medicare for All, and stronger privacy laws.
California has just gone up and set up a very, very significant set of regulations. Can you imagine running a company where you had that was a nationwide company, and how would you do that?
He's pushing Congress to pass a national internet privacy law that would supersede the state laws like California's.
Well, taking a look at the gig economy, the state's law can't be applied to tens of thousands of independent truckers, according to a ruling by an L.A. County judge who says the measure conflicts with a federal law that takes precedence and requires freelance truckers to be treated the same way in every state. The new California law is aimed at boosting wage and benefit protections for people who are classified as independent contractors instead of employees of those companies for which they work.
An insurance company is being sued by two other companies owned by the man who also owns the LA Rams. The companies run by Stan Kroenke are accusing the insurer of failing to pay out most of $5 million in a policy that's meant to cover the costs of environmental cleanup. The issue centers on the cleanup of some arsenic-contaminated soil that was discovered on part of the site of the Inglewood development that includes a new stadium for both the Rams and Chargers.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.